Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Any update on Max? We know he left practice yesterday with an injury. Kind of where did things stand?
Yeah, he just a little tweak. Tweak is like hammy area. But he should be fine. He's getting treatment, so should be good to go. He'll rehab it and be ready to go for camp.
Hey, Bill, how do you ask for James Cook being here this week? Do you think that is a good faith, or is that just him not wanting to get fired?
No, I think Jimbo, our interactions with Jimbo have been good the whole time throughout. I know he wasn't here, so everyone just draws their own conclusions. When you're talking about it's voluntary, we know that. We've had it before, even with players who weren't, you know, lobbying for a new contract or anything like that. But Jimbo's, he's a pro. He's a competitive dude. He loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that, and we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things, but no, it was great to see him. Monday when I first saw him here, when he came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff, but and then chatted with him a couple times. But no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working. Yeah, I'll keep that between us as far as that's going. But relationship's very good, and I know Jimbo's going to be ready to roll, you know, when we get to Rochester. I mean, everything as far as I can tell, yeah. I mean, you'd have to ask him on that. I mean, he hasn't said, hey, I won't be there if there's no deal or any kind of circumstances. So, no, I believe Jimbo will be ready to roll whether there's a deal or not.
With all of our players, in your experience with rookie corners, besides the fact they have to cover better players, what is the biggest transition?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a lot of times the schemes in college are not as complex. So learning all what's asked in an NFL scheme, and definitely this scheme, you know, we're, you know, sometimes in college you just, hey, go play cat coverage, just cover that dude and wherever he's at. Here, you know, we're going to want you to play man, zone, press, off. We're going to let you, you know, we're going to want you to do all that. We may blitz you. So it's just it's a larger volume. And understanding that and being able to communicate, you know, in the crowd noise, all that stuff. I don't know to how much they're doing that at the college level. I'm not saying they're not. I think it's program to program. But, yeah, it's just getting all that, getting comfortable so that, you know, Max is a fast dude. But if you don't have all the, you know, all the coverages down and all the expectations down, you can't play as fast. So once he gets that, I think you'll see that speed that he's shown.
Are you confident that everybody who might have missed some time out here will be ready to go when training camp starts?
Knock on wood. Yes, I am.
How do you feel Joey Bosa specifically has progressed?
Yeah, Joey's done very well. I think it's this time of year, you know, I know guys are missing, or some guys were doing individual, some guys were a little bit of team. You know, it's really, this is about preparation, getting everybody ready for camp. And so if you've got any concern at all, why expose them? You know, they're doing walkthroughs. They're out there with their teammates. You know, I think yesterday Joey was doing a bunch of, you know, his own kind of drill work as far as get off drills, things like that a pass rusher would do. So, of course, do you want him to have a setback? Do you want any of these guys? Do you want Max to, you know, tweak something yesterday? No. But it's football. It's going to happen. When we get to Rochester, it's going to happen. And that's why you got a 90-man roster to make sure the next man's up. And we stress that all the time. Just because you're not starting or just because you're not the second guy, you got to be ready to roll. You're going to get an opportunity. And the worst thing to do is not be prepared.
I was going to ask about Daquan specifically. Then is nothing significant.
You
didn't see him out there, Daquan Jones.
Yeah, it was a excused personal deal. Yeah.
Brandon, it could be about 17 or 18 of your starters this year could be your draft picks, homegrown guys. How much has your philosophy changed over the years from when you got your best player available to now you can be more specific and fill those needs?
Yeah, I mean, you're always wanting the perfect formula is to draft, develop, sign those guys because you got them right when they came in. You know what they're coming from. You're growing them into your culture, your system, how you do things, your habits, everything that we look for in a Buffalo Bill versus, hey, you're getting them from another place. They may have – some things may be similar. Some things may be totally different. And so sometimes some guys are very malleable and they're like, hey, I'll go with the flow. And then sometimes they're like, man, I'm not used to this. I've been with Team X for 4 or 5 years. This is odd to me. And they struggle with it. So, it's great when you can continue to do that. And the other part of that is where we are from a financial standpoint of paying the guys we've paid. And when you've got a franchise quarterback, you have to have as many draft picks playing some kind of role. They don't necessarily have to start, but on this 53, man, you want as many of those guys as you can if you're going to compete year in and year out, you know, paying a Josh Allen, paying, you know, a Deion, two tackles, a Deion, a Spencer, you know, the guys that we've paid on the D-line, Ed, Rousseau, et cetera.
Hey, Brandon, you used the third round pick last year on Dwayne Carter. Looked like he was ascending. He gets hurt, and then he's inactive in the postseason, which was tough for him, I'm sure. How do you see him fitting into that group up front?
I think Dwayne's come back with a purpose. I think he's really, you know, the wrist is not bothering him anymore. He did come back last year, but, you know, kind of like Keon was trying to work his way back. Hard to, you know, these guys have to shock and shed and get off and, you know, easier for us to say to go do it than, you know, if you're the guy that's actually coming off the procedure that he had. But he's been here a lot this offseason, and I think he's working hard. I'm sure he knows what he's got to do. And I always like Dwayne's versatility coming out. You know, a lot of times we say this guy's a one tech or this guy's a three tech. Like, I think Dwayne gives you the versatility based on how your roster's fitting. You know, maybe he starts out and he's playing more one, but if we have a couple injuries, I think we could move him over and play some three for us.
How do you feel like Keon did respond this offseason? He was very blunt with us yesterday in his self-assessment.
Yeah, I think Keon has been focused, dialed in. His agent and I have developed a good relationship he's actually kin to Keon. And so I think he was very blunt with him as well, just off of some of our conversations. And Keon can take it. Like, for a young man, I give him a lot of credit. It's not easy. Of course, anybody can take praise. It's not easy to take criticism. And he took it unbelievable, the things that we – and that's the thing I tried to stress to him when he got back is – you did a lot of positive things. Don't focus on just the things that we want to see improve. And he's worked hard. He's been here the whole time. You can see when him and Josh were here that they're forming that rapport and kind of picking up where they were pre-injury last year. So I'm excited where he's at.
I know every job is up for competition. When you look at that backup quarterback spot, how much is Mike White kind of, ascended into what could be a position battle for that backup spot in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, Matt. We're, you know, we don't lock a lot of spots in here. Obviously, we know number 17's locked in, but, you know, every year you pretty much have to come in and earn your job, and I know Mitch knows that. He doesn't expect any different. I think Mitch came in last year. We had just brought him back from being here, you know, the previous couple seasons. So he knows, hey, I've got to come out and show that I'm the right guy should something happen to Josh Allen, that I'm the guy. And Mike White has played a lot of meaningful snaps. We've seen it up close here, his time with the Jets, and signed a nice free agent deal in Miami before they made a decision last year at the 53 cut to, you know, I think that was more of a financial decision. He was making pretty good money, and we put him on the practice squad and kind of thought maybe he'd get plucked at some point, but we were fortunate to keep him here and told him, listen, come back, compete, and let's make the best man win. That's our job, is for us to find the best 53 that we can. And so these guys will have all their opportunities, and Shane as well. Like, you know, Shane obviously got hurt last year and had to go on IR, unfortunately, with a tough deal. But, you know, he'll get his opportunities too. I think this week has just been an extension, Maddie, of what we've been doing this whole offseason. We've had very good participation. Obviously, it helps you add a guy like Jimbo, who hasn't been here. It's good to see him. But I think it's just been a good deal that doesn't really change much as far as what they've been doing. And we've had such good participation. Kudos to our players and coaches and for what they've gotten accomplished and kind of marrying up these rookies with the vets and getting everyone prepared for what needs to happen between now and when we show up, and then what that's going to look like once we show up to Rochester.
You mentioned how Keon has responded. What about Dalton?
Yeah, I mean, Dalton, the same thing. He's been here the whole time, and again, Dalton was really more of an injury thing that he fought through, and nothing more than that. And like I said, you know, I think I've said this to some people. I felt like maybe I even probably was a little bit overcritical. I wasn't trying to be. I just probably could have done a better job of saying that. Like, hey, just, you know, they're going to try and be physical. You're battling an injury. Let's, you know, try and armor yourself a little bit more. But he's been here. He has worked his tail off. He is one competitive dude. I know you guys, he's a quieter guy, but he is, he's very competitive. He wants to do well, and I think he's had some good days out here, even when y'all haven't been here, but I think you guys have even seen it this week, and it's been fun to see him kind of get that confidence back.
With Dalton, he said it was a challenge early because he was still rehabbing an injury
yeah.
in the weight room. As he's kind of gotten to this point, has he kind of been able to ramp things up in there and maybe add some of the armor weight that you guys were looking for?
Yeah, he's definitely added strength and bulk, and we, you know, Will and his staff do a great job of kind of measuring these guys with different things, whether it's force they're using in the weight room or just getting on the bod pod itself and seeing what their body composition looks like, body fat, muscle mass, all that good stuff. He's definitely in a stronger position. I don't have the metrics or anything I would put out there, but he's definitely in a stronger position than he was probably this time a year ago. So, yeah, excited for Dalton. And you can see the confidence in the knee and the body out there, you know, as we went along, even from 3 or 4 weeks ago. You're the most patient guy ever. I respect that. Yeah.
You watch 3 days of practice, right? They're in shorts. They're not in pads or anything. But are there any positions that you're especially excited to see how they play out when you do get to Rochester in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I mainly spend a lot of time on the skills because we do we try and make sure up front, you know, the D-line's coming off, working their hands, just working their technique. O-line get hands on them. But, you know, we don't want them getting near the quarterback or falling all over each other. So most of my time is spent watching the skills right now. So, and again, when we start camp, we have to kind of ramp up in the same thing. So the first few days will look like this again. But once we get the pads on, it's definitely going to be a lot of time at O-line, D-line, those one-on-one pass rush, and then obviously when we're doing inside run periods and you know, blitz periods, things like that, I'm going to, you know, I'll be watching more of O-line, D-line versus the skills.
With Ogunjobi and Hoyt, wanted to see as much as you could right now. Do you feel like you got what you wanted during these couple of sessions?
Yeah. I mean, I think those guys have been working hard. They've both been here the whole time, and we've discussed how we're going to map out, you know, their August, what that will look like, and then they'll have a plan. We'll put our heads together and have an exact plan of what it looks like. I think the rule is they have to be out of there for a month, and then we can bring them back 2 weeks prior to you know, for those last 2 weeks. They won't be able to practice, but they can at least get back in the flow in the weight room, kind of get back in the flow of the daily routine here at One Bills Drive, which will be nice. And, you know, the way the schedule works out, I think we play six and then we have a bye. It'll give them an extra week to kind of get themselves in as close to football shape as they can. You can't totally mimic games or practices, but I thought that was a little bit of, all right, that's not bad. I'm not a huge fan of an early bye, but that was one thing I was like, that worked out pretty good.
How much can they do during the bye?
They can do things on their own. There's certain rules, but they can be here and use our facilities. We can't have coaches on the field with them, things like that. It falls into some dead period rules. Now, we can earlier in the week, but they have to have, I believe, a four-day off period at that point. They can still be in the facility, use our facilities. They just can't have a coach technically coaching them.
What went into joint practices with the Bears? What did you get out of that last year with the Steelers? And what do you always hope to accomplish with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you want to see your guys against someone else because they kind of know if I'm a left tackle and I'm constantly blocking these couple ends, I know their moves. Like, give them some different people to go against, some different schemes, some different defenses. You know, our guys start to know. You practice so much even out here, and then you pick up at camp. So just you start to get in, give them something new, and it kind of freshens things up as well. You know, you get tired of beating on the same people over and over, and that goes for both sides. So I thought last year the one-day camp, I really liked that because – naturally, somebody's going to get the better of someone on day one, and I've been in those where day two can be more of a distraction than productive. And so that's what our plan will be, to go there and have one legit practice with them. Very similar schedule to Pittsburgh.
Hey, Brandon, I know it's cold and too much this week in terms of the team, but what have you seen from him? How he's entered your team through the spring workouts?
Yeah, I think Cole's been very dialed in, very intentional. He's been here a lot, kind of like we talked about with Dalton and some of the other guys. And no, it's, you know, he had a little tweak, and we were just, again, being precautious. I think if it was regular season, he would have been able to fight through it. But he's been very intentional. He's doing well. I think he's made some plays out there. He just needs as many reps as he can. So hopefully once we get to St. John Fisher, no setbacks and have a full camp.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.